Okay. All right, so we're recording. It's 2:00 on Friday, September 19th. This is a joint task force work session concerning road maintenance. For the record, we have Ken Mills, we have myself, Commissioner Rochefort, we have Mike Barnett for the roads, and we have the mayor, Dan Keyes. We have the district manager also in attendance.
And one member of the public.
And one member of the public so far. And so we have the agenda. It was posted. We made our notifications a couple days ago. As I think was in an email that we went out earlier, the way we've been hosting this, at least this task force, is when it's hosted at the HICID, that I'm the co-chair, and so when it's at the city hall, then the mayor is the chair. But
we're good.
So I think we're good. There's three topics for discussion. The first one, I guess we'll just open it up, is review attorney's responses regarding the draft agreement in principle. And so I'm going to looking at the mayor now.
Yeah, I talked to the city
attorney. Can you turn the mic on? Oh, they're not on? Well, mine is. Test one. Well, we'll leave it. If it works, it works.
I did talk to the city attorney, Justin Aikman, this morning. He has been talking with Matt. They think that it would be best. I don't think that either of them have any particular concerns, but they did think it would be best if we had a sit-down meeting between representatives of the city and the district and the two attorneys, which Justin was going to try to set up for next week at Justin's office in Springdale. So I told him I'd be available anytime Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, even though if it gets set up on Wednesday, we have a city workshop that would probably have to be rescheduled, but I think this gets priority over what the city was going to be talking about in their workshop. So Matt should be reaching out to HICID to see if they can meet someday next week.
Okay.
And this would probably be Rich and at least one member of the BOC, whoever you want to.
Yeah, I think I talked to, I had some email correspondence back with Rich on that, and I think my recommendation was that we should probably have our chair, just like you, the mayor, and then the BOC chair. So I don't know if Matt got in touch with our chair yet, but
nothing from Matt yet on that.
I just talked to Justin at 12:00 today, so
okay.
I will be gone Thursday and Friday, so Monday through Wednesday would be best for me.
Okay.
Is this the agreement?
The agreement in principle, which is what I called it, I think they're going to call it a memorandum of understanding or something like that, but whatever it gets called, it's that agreement that we kind of agreed to as far as a list of things that we are going to commit to. So.
And the timing on that is important, like you said, because if the memorandum of agreement is agreed to by the city council and HICID, then you, as in the city council, need to be able to vote on a property tax, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there's kind of an urgency on this.
Yeah,
it has to be done in October.
Yeah. I told Justin that this has all got to be resolved before the October city council meeting because that's our one shot to get the tax millage approved by the city council. Otherwise, we wait another whole year because we have to notify the county clerk and the county quorum court by November, early November, if we're going to assess a property tax millage so that they can work it into their plans. And there is a state law deadline on when we have to tell them, so.
So a memorandum, so for timeline, that's your side, you have to have it done by October, but you would need to, we would have to have this signed, I mean, just one reading, right? I don't understand, it's not a regulation or anything?
It's not a regulation, I don't think.
But I can almost see us tying into that, that's written for your discussion with the attorneys, here's a key question, because just like we're having to have two readings because we're doing a regulation to transfer certain roads, this memorandum of understanding saying we're transferring all the remaining roads on or about January, that's what we're proposing. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I would think if this memorandum of understanding gets signed, we would have to then set up between November and December, another regulation to get approved before January. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we would have to follow through then with the actual dedication of the rest of the roads in order for it to happen by January 1st.
And that goes in, we're kind of jumping from that into the second bullet we had, which is discuss drafting and any regulations or ordinance required for dedication of remaining roads and the process of HISA continuing to manage the road department in 2026 when the city govern the cost.
Right.
So that ties into it because I'm like, how, I mean, I guess I should start drafting, or one of us should start drafting on our side, a draft regulation of what that would look like, because I don't foresee me or whoever's drafting this new regulation stating it, like we have this many miles, this, I would say almost, you know, whereas the first road dedication, whereas the second road dedication was done, and then some stating all remaining roads.
Yeah. It's either say all the remaining roads or list every single one.
Yeah.
And that'd be a long list, but it wouldn't be difficult to put together.
No, but I don't know if that's over, but huh?
I say why list all of them.
Well, that's why I think that, but that would be a question I would want to know at your meeting.
Huh? I would list your road for legal purposes. Because you know, all remaining roads is kind of, once again, we're getting into that gray area.
Mm-hmm.
So, legal purposes, I would list every single road that needs to be dedicated past the ones that we've done.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the cleanest version.
Yeah. Yeah, because there may be some like that driveway going back into
The private
into
road.
The depot. Just, you know, I think on some maps, that's actually has a name, you know, that it was
state
intended
line.
To
some
be
a road. Some got a state line on it, not state line.
Yeah.
So I'll add an action
item. It's actually just an easement road.
I'm going to add an action item for myself to start working on just that draft document and just start building it out.
The thing that, in my mind, the thing that we need to have, and this would be a good thing to bring up next week if we have the meeting with the attorneys, is this whole thing about the district continuing to operate the road department for a transition year with the city covering the 100% of the expense. I think we need an attorney opinion as to what, you know, what blowback we might get from that. You know, if the district doesn't have the roads anymore, is somebody going to challenge whether they're authorized to actually operate a road department, even if they're not assessing the property owners to operate it? I don't know. I'm just in this world of lawsuits, I'm just trying to anticipate any issues and get a legal opinion on it beforehand. I personally don't see an issue. It seems like it would be a reasonable approach to have a transition year. But one person thinks is reasonable, another person may want to challenge. So that would be my primary concern with this, with the next, you know, regulation that you guys pass and subsequent ordinance.
Well, you're going to have an interlocal agreement.
So I guess that's my question. So I guess I'm trying to see the difference between what you're saying there versus how we're doing it right now.
I don't see any difference at all.
Because you see, the only difference is we are still, we being Heights City and the Road Department, are still maintaining and owning 80% of the roads.
Right.
But the other 20%, we're doing exactly what we would be doing if we gave you all the roads. We would just say, here's our updated interlocal agreement where you have all the roads,
yeah,
but we're going to maintain. But again, I think that's where the legal opinion, to your point, let's get that due diligence, but we've already opened that can of worms. I don't see we're deviating any different than what we're already doing. Does that make sense?
I think it's total common sense, and yet I would still like to have an attorney say, yeah, we think this will pass scrutiny, that even though the district dedicated all the roads and the city accepted them, that it will be acceptable for the district to operate the road department for one more year, while with the city reimbursing the district for 100% of that expense. Now that would have to be covered in, like Ken said, next year's interlocal agreement.
Yeah, totally different kind of interlocal. I mean,
right. So there would have to be two documents signed,
sealed,
and delivered by the end of the year. One would be the dedication of the roads, and the other would be next year's interlocal agreement.
Well, I think, signed, sealed before, not January 1st, but signed,
right,
sealed before the end of the year. You're right.
Right.
So that means for a deadline for this first, I'll just look on the HICID side for the regulation dedicating the roads, how many readings do you need to accept the road on your side from the city?
I think we did it with an emergency clause.
And just one reading accepts it?
I don't think we made an ordinance, is it? I thought it was a, what the hell's the other one?
Resolution. I think we did it by ordinance.
Did we?
And we can do an ordinance in one reading with an emergency clause.
So that means so if we have November, first reading, December, second reading, immediately send it up, assuming everybody votes for it, send it over for you to read. It might have to be an emergency in the holidays, but.
Yeah. The interlocal agreement we do by resolution, so that doesn't take three readings.
So my other question, and I'm kind of hesitant to bring it up, but I think it needs to be addressed, or at least something that we need to ask our attorneys so we don't have to talk about it right now, but how does this affect the assessment of benefits? So again, I'm throwing that out there as something that,
once again, we can't lower the assessment.
Oh yeah, because of sewer debt, we can't go lower. But
if it comes up, if I were on the BOC, I would say we're seeking legal advice.
Well, yeah, that's my, that, and which we are, but that's.
And leave it at that, and don't speculate as to what might have to be done. Because
I don't know the answer, and I'm just saying, the fact that we still own the road department, we still have to maintain the road department, the salaries and all that, to me means we're still incurring costs on the BOC. So I'm not worried about dedicating the roads per se yet, especially when we're saying that the city is reimbursing for the cost of the road. So I think we're fine on that, but having that legal opinion, I think would help.
But that's, you touched on something that will have to be considered in the interlocal agreement. What we've used as a basis so far is strictly the road department budget, which doesn't include any of the administrative expense. I think for next year, we probably need to look at some allocation of administrative expense.
As a transition year.
To be added to that, so that we truly are covering the cost.
So you know what you can forecast to do.
Yeah. It'll give us some idea, too, about what you know, how much additional administrative burden the city's gonna be taking on when, you know, in 2027.
And plus the maintenance part too, because we do a lot of maintenance that's really not got anything to do with the roads.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly, that's gotta be considered.
That's gotta be kinda broke down some way.
Mm-hmm, shared resources.
Some way there.
Yeah. So, probably more to work out on the interlocal agreement than on the road transfer part.
There is.
Plus, we actually, I know that from our attorney on the last interlocal agreement had some ideas on how to even make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And covering some shared services like the stuff show, you know, the snow removal and some of that, especially when we're talking about 100% dedication then. So, we'll need to take some of those inputs that we got from our attorney, Rich, and when we're looking at this new one, make sure we tie in our legal input on that too.
Now, I'm gonna just throw this out here. You guys have an election coming up. Is there a need to get this kind of nailed down before the new board takes over? Because it would be, depending on who the new board members are, and this would be a lot to
on
them with not having any history of what got us.
Well, I'll just use me, for instance. I know I'm not running for my seat, so therefore, that's one less vote. But I don't roll off until January 1st, right? I'm through December?
No.
December 31st.
I thought that they always got
to it's right after the election.
The last 2 years they have not done it that way.
Well, what's the right way?
They haven't done it that way?
It was always once the election happened, they were seated the next meeting.
Yeah, the next
meeting. Yeah, I always thought that the new members were sworn in December and took over immediately.
Yeah.
So we need to figure, I was saying it wasn't an issue for me because then whatever board we have would carry through the end of the new year.
Put it down.
I mean, if you look at Randy and Doug, they were sworn in the first meeting in December.
Right.
And Bryce was sworn in the weekend after the election.
I was on there for 9 years, and every time we had an election, the day of the election, the next morning, the new members were sworn in and the old ones left. That may have just been.
So what's the right answer?
The way we did.
Well, you look at the presidential. I mean, it's not until January 16th.
I mean, but what is our reg? I guess we need to take that as an action item. Look at what our regs. 100%.
I've looked at our regs for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's December 31st.
That's what I thought.
It probably is.
Man.
And so if it's December 31st, to answer your question, I don't think we're in harm's way because the regulation will have already had the second reading, assuming that there's no dissension on the current BOC, then that wouldn't be an issue because we don't roll off till the year. If it's what you said, if it's right after the election, then yeah, we do have an issue. We would have to then try and do a second reading as an emergency before the swearing in.
I just know, I'm like Ken, you know, the 5 years I was on the board, we always tried to have the budget approved before the election because we didn't think that it was appropriate or fair for brand new board members to come on in December. And the first thing they'd be asked to do was vote on a budget that they had nothing to do with preparing.
Yeah.
And so we always tried to have the budget done before the election.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm just trying to go with what I saw last year, and I didn't think he was seated till after. I'm going with Bryce, but I didn't think he was on until after the.
I don't. All the times I read those regs, the statutes, I don't remember.
It probably doesn't say.
Probably not. But
this is a big question in the fact that we need to know to answer because again, we need two readings.
Yeah.
So however that reading gets in.
But you can always call a special meeting for the second reading, though, too.
Because the current board is making this decision for better or for worse. Now, if they vote it down, then there's always a vote it down, too. But at least we'll know before we go into January, you'll know from the city council side on how to either accept it or not. So does that make sense? So we have, so the first, no matter what, we have to have the first reading, assuming the legal discussion goes well with you guys. The first reading is at our November, October one. Wait, no.
November.
No, it would be November, December, right?
That's what you were saying, right?
Yeah, November, that's two readings, November, December. I don't know if we'll be ready enough by October to do that first red education. And that, because we still have all this legal stuff to work out. I mean, if we can, I guess, maybe we can try for October as the first reading, but I don't even know if we'll have this regulation. I don't think we're going to, I think if I started now and getting it all together and having to get it done, I think it's going to need from now to the end of this month to do the regulations with all the roads and then get it blessed by legal, give you guys a chance to see the draft. I think we're at November anyway. But November, December, that's two meetings, or November and then an emergency meeting before the people are reseated.
We just need to figure out, are we going to, you know, is it December 31st?
The way that the...
Because that's when it needs to be.
Well, I know.
I mean, I don't understand.
That's not something I can make a decision on here. I don't know. That's, we
have
to go back.
If it's in the regulation, then that's what we need to go by.
And that's what he's saying is election.
I mean, that way, the new ones don't have anything to do with the budget, and they don't come in here and say, well, we're going to change it. And that happened.
That's, yeah, because the election's November, and then we won't have another meeting, and then the first meeting we'll have, they get sworn in.
The election is the first week of December.
December?
Yeah.
First Tuesday in December, I think.
Something like that. What was the second? Tuesday around December time.
So that's why I was thinking if we had to have...
That, I think, is specified.
Yeah, we
but
need to make
actual
sure
swearing in, I'm just going by what we did, and that's, like I say, that's the whole problem with the Cid statutes that are sort of undue.
All right, so any other questions on that? I think as long as we can get our two readings in, the one at the November regular session, followed by whether it's the December one or an emergency earlier.
Let's see who all gets nominated. It may be a good idea to have, I don't know, this may be a dumb idea, but to try to get all the candidates together and bring them up to date on the critical issues they'll be facing. Whoever wins, these are the critical issues they'll be facing.
I think it's a good idea no matter what. And yeah. I also think the public should have I don't know if they did that in the past. We've had
candidate forums in the past, but it was usually for the public to ask questions of the candidates, not some other,
No, like this is pushing this would be pushing information to the candidates, and then the other one is pulling information through a request from the, open forum. But are we planning on doing that at HICID? Is we're going to have this forum to where we're going to have a public comments? Is that on the agenda?
Always done by the homeowners.
Oh, really? It has nothing to do with HICID setting?
Well, it's held in the ballroom, but Hi-Ha usually hosts it.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think if you go back far enough, it was hosted by the League of Women Voters, but they don't exist, I don't think.
I think the League of Voters thing was for the actual electoral candidate, like the judge and the JPs
maybe.
Okay. Yeah, that may be true.
I think it was
elected office versus.
Yeah, it was elected county,
okay,
and state, I think.
All right, so any more on that topic? I think we covered that one pretty good. It's basically we're waiting to hear back from legal, whatever, when that meeting takes place, to see what this, I guess we're calling it a memorandum of understanding, might look like, And there may be more concerns that come out of that, that we might have to meet more as a group again.
Yeah. Be interesting if the lawsuit is actually filed before we meet, it may change the agenda.
Yeah.
With the attorneys also.
True. And then the last bullet that I have is status of road equipment and what investments will need to be made prior to the city accepting the remaining dedicated roads. So when we say, are we saying by the end of this year, or are we saying what needs to be done by the end of 2026?
Well, that's what I'm, that's why I have it on the agenda.
Yeah.
Because if, I would have to say that next year, if HICID wanted to buy a mower for the road department, they'd be hard pressed to justify that expenditure since they don't have the roads anymore. They're just managing the road department for the city, which generally wouldn't include investing in capital
improvements.
And what I don't want to happen is for a bunch of money to be sitting in the HICID bank account waiting to be spent on equipment, but it hasn't been spent because decisions couldn't be made or some other, delaying activity.
So
and then the handoff happens, and then now Mike still needs a new mower. The city doesn't have the money. HICID has the money. There's no way of transferring the money to Mike.
So if
there's something that the city or that the district should be spending out of that equipment reserve account that we all know exists, do it now. Put it on the agenda for the next meeting, not for discussion, but for a thumbs up or thumbs down vote. That's my recommendation. And end the discussion. Tends to just push it off for another month.
The other thing you would probably suspend the accrual. The depreciation accrual for the equipment reserve for next year out of the budget. Or you could leave it in there depending on what you're going to do.
For our capital improvements right now, we budgeted last for this year, we haven't spent yet, is $163,000 left. That's under our dedicated. Now, that was earmarked. Exactly. And the BOC has been back and forth, trying to get a new one versus a used one. And so to your point, we never really landed on a thumbs up to go buy anything.
Yeah.
And then the lawsuit happened. The lawsuit happened, and then we said, well, let's wait and not spend a lot of expenditures till we see how this lawsuit's going. Well, that's drug on, so we're now back to having to operate. Just have to operate. We can't let the lawsuit dictate how we run things. So that money, so just so we can answer at least one part of the question, we know we need to buy a VersaBoom, and that's what this one line item is. Mm-hmm. Is there any other line item money that we think that we have?
With the budget that we're going through, no. I mean,
for this year, you're working on next year's budget.
Year, that line item was for a new VersaBoom, which was $166,000, but it's probably more like $190,000.
Right.
Yeah. Or maybe $200,000.
But we still got to get it, so we need to buy it. But that's a vote that I'm one vote on. But you're telling me that there's also other aging equipment.
This year, yeah, I put in for two tractors and a brush hog.
For 2026.
26.
And what's that total roughly ballpark figure?
That was, what, 120?
122 per tractor plus 8,000 of brush hog.
What was all together?
Oh, it's 122 for both of them?
Yeah, for both tractors and the brush hog.
So you're looking at 130,000.
Yeah.
So you look at 300,000.
And then in 27, I've got $71,500 right now, but you can add probably 20% of that, or 10% at least, for a new sweeper for 27.
How much was the two tractors and the bush hog?
The tractors were $58,450 a piece. There's two of those, and the brush hog was $7,000.
Are those the same tractors I bought when I was on the board? And
the same thing we got, but the ones we have, if you know, are so.
I bought them.
They're at the point, if you don't get rid of them and sell them and get money out of them, you're going to be spending that money on them. So, you know, you're going to be.
We bought two of them back in like 2006, 7, 8.
Yeah, 6. They're almost 20 years old. They're getting 18 years old.
For 2025, that was, what did you call that?
VersaBoom.
VersaBoom, which VersaBoom. Is?
The mower that's got the long reach arm on it.
Yeah, the boom that's got the 20-foot boom the and tree the five-foot brush hog.
So that's a tractor with a boom on it.
Correct.
And basically, that's all. You know, you can't use it for much else. Brush hogging and trimming trees, but.
And you say that's probably 190K now?
Yeah, I would put
based on what we were budgeting this whole last year.
In 2027, you were looking at
71.5 for a sweeper.
For what?
For a sweeper, that's street sweeper. The one we sweep all the shad up after the chip and seal. And sweep, we just sweep roads, period, with it. But it's like a 92 model or something, and it won't even climb a hill. You have to go up and then come down and sweep it.
So if we're gonna,
I mean, it's just wore out. I mean,
well, the city would probably have, by, you know, by 2026, the city would probably have some, you know, money to go towards the tractors and the bush hog, but not the 190K for, you know, we can't let the year go by and have that 190K sitting in the high.
No, city. I think it needs to be, that's, I still agree, but I think we need to find the money now. So, like, no $40,000 sign for the restaurant, spend the $40,000 plus the product, add that to the cost of whatever this verse of 163 that we already have sitting
we're
there.
We're having an auction right now, too, and we're going to bring a little income in there. We've got two trucks we're selling and a ditch witch and some other things, probably bring.
I'm just
15,
we've been talking about the VersaBoom. We had it, we budgeted for it. We need to spend the money, and my, again, no voting, but this is just Dave's opinion, and I think we need to, especially if we've got consent among the BOC that we do need to transfer the roads, and if there's alignment there, then the right thing to do is make sure we obligate the money we have already set aside, buy the VersaBoom, set the city up with that already. Again, this all, a lot of this is dependent on how the conversation goes with legal on whether we get the thumbs up on transferring roads.
Regardless, it has to have a VersaBoom.
Well, there you go. So we just need it. It's not on the agenda, but we can make sure.
We can get it.
Because we'll probably need to get some updated bids.
It should have been purchased in May.
I mean, I'll have to get new bids on. Well, the VersaBoom, I got it 2 months ago.
I know, but they're out of spec.
Yeah,
and you had several.
I had four. I've got four right here.
Yeah,
somewhere.
So it wouldn't be hard to dust those off, confirm the prices, and then get it on the agenda to vote and force the BOC to vote.
Another issue is where we buy it. You know, New Holland. New Holland is right here. You know, it makes a big difference where you buy your equipment too.
I don't know what the dealer's inventory situation is, but
end of year.
You know, end of year, you might be able to actually swing a little bit of a deal to say, we can get this paid for before the end of the year. You know, it looks
pretty. If they have them in stock.
They don't have them in stock. Yeah. You have to order this, and you get it 8 months away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't an item that just several of them are sitting on the lot and they want to clear them out. I mean, this is a.
You have to buy the tractor and then you have to have the cutter put on it. So, you know, you've got 6 to 8 months there. They're just getting it and getting it ready.
That's going to be a problem too, because I don't know that paying for something up front, is instead of waiting until delivery and then paying for it, it's.
Well, they may still have it on the we that's the reason he needs to dust off the quotes, see what inventory they got, and if they have it in inventory, then maybe
they don't have. They may have the tractor in inventory,
but not the Versa.
They'll have to have it put on.
If we get prices and it goes in front of the BOC in October and they vote to purchase that tractor, then that is legally binding for the 2025 budget to be purchased out of that budget.
Yeah,
it wouldn't come out of the 2026.
Okay. All right. Well, let's
dust that off as a.
Well, it comes out.
That's how you get those updated budgets and get it to you, so we can get on the agenda for next the work session to talk about, and then vote the following week.
Got it.
Anything else?
That's that. And then I guess the last thing is. Status of road equipment on investments. You already told me what the next 2 years are. So, and he gave me a list of the equipment. So.
Yeah, and I'll be updating that as we go during the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get a copy of it whenever you need, if you need to update it, like whenever.
Okay.
But as soon as this auction's over, I'll be taking stuff off there, and then I've got a couple things I need to add to it. So it's pretty close to up to date, but it will be here shortly. It'll be right up to date. Since we have this auction, it's September 30th, so I'll be adding and then subtracting then, and then I'll give it to Sherry, and she'll have it on file.
Okay. Well, that's all I had as far as the task force is concerned.
You got any other?
Generally, is the BOC in favor of this?
I have not had any, only in open session, because I haven't talked to anybody privately, but in open sessions, it's all been, how's it going? And nobody's been pushing back on it's been easy to this point. They don't know a lot about, or I don't know if they know anything, honestly, about this memorandum of agreement, because it's been very draft. The agreement in principle. So I haven't shared that with them because, again, it's so drafted, we wanted our legal side to go.
Okay.
But in principle, verbally, some of the things that are in that, for instance, we already covered the road dedicating roads, and everybody was unanimous in voting in the first reading of dedicating the 9.3 miles, which is actually 9.4, really.
That's the ones that we're on.
And that's what, yes. And so there was no hiccup on that. And they were asking, well, what's the long-term plan? And actually, the mayor was with me in that session. And we basically, at an umbrella level, said, well, the goal is to try and dedicate all the roads on or about the beginning of January. We would have a transition year to where, to what we said earlier, to where we would maintain the roads and then the city reimburses through an interlocal agreement. And that's kind of the overarching
part. We basically made that public.
Yeah.
I mean, that much of a plan is made public. So
I guess then the whole thing is to sit back and wait and see what.
Well, that's sit back for me, because now I'm going to draft that.
What's this?
The dedicating road document that now needs to be drafted by each for what we're recommending. Each street next to
the rest of the roads, all of them.
All the remaining ones, I got to start drafting that document.
Okay, but the 9.9.
No, that's we have a second reading on Monday.
We already did ours.
Well, you had to table it.
Yeah.
Because you can't accept something we didn't fully dedicate to you legally.
Yeah. We tabled it because I didn't realize hadn't done the second reading yet.
Okay.
But the first one was unanimous. I don't anticipate any hiccups. There's one pen and ink change. That the road Parkwood Drive went from 350 Senator, if you, when I did, updated the picture, I just didn't update, or the exhibit, I didn't update the length of road.
Yeah.
And so now
the picture was right.
But and so now I'm just filling that in, and so it goes from 9.3 to 9.4 miles total. But I'll explain that on Monday. We'll have a clean version ready to sign, and then that's version, then we'll send you a copy and you'll have it ready to be able to do your voting to accept it.
Yeah.
Any other
questions?
This
one right here, Senator?
No. This one right here, it's Parkwood Drive.
Parkwood.
Yeah, so basically the Mexican restaurant, we had it stopping 350 feet up in here. In reality, the whole thing, all the way up to this...
cul-de-sac.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas then this is... So, and it's basically the way we put...
It's a big barricade, Crippo, right across there.
Yeah,
So them people have to ride through there.
Well, either way, but we're responsible for the end of the Mexican restaurant parking, basically.
This road here needs to be extended right here.
I can't figure out why Hilltop didn't ever dedicate that road.
Oh, that needs to be, that's not right?
No. This is not Twin Peaks all the way. Cedar's all the way there. Twin Peak comes off of that, so it's no
big
deal.
Everybody assumed it was dedicated.
There's only so much on Cedar anyhow.
Well, the good thing is I did the legal description too. So whatever, as long as you have this legal description.
Cedar, you got that, I don't really know
exactly
what that looks like.
Okay.
I just thought I'd show you.
No, I do.
If it gets...
Yeah, I can fix it if that matches.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, no.
I'll get with you afterwards just so I can make sure
you
I got it right.
You can take that with you if you want.
But is it... We'll talk off right. I just need to add that line right
there. Yeah.
So my writings are right. I just need to add that. I'll take a picture of it. So the text on that ordinance is right, but what we're adding is... I'll make a note. I didn't have the yellow go from Google Earth going all the way connecting, so I just need to add that. Anything else? Any public comments?
Nope.
Rich? Mike?
Nope. I'm done.
All right. Do I have a motion? Do I have to make a motion to adjourn?
No, you just adjourn.
Okay. With no other comments, I'm going to adjourn. We're adjourned.